writing my story.
I can see the finger of God.
Rewriting my story.
Do you see the finger of God?
Rewriting your story.
Brother, do you see the finger of the Master?
Rewriting your story.
Until you see the finger of God.
Rewriting your story.
Mama, do you see the finger of God?
Rewriting your story.
I can see the finger of God.
Rewriting my story.
I can see the finger of God.
Rewriting my story.
Rewriting my story. God is rewriting my story.
God is rewriting my story.
Baba is rewriting my story.
God is rewriting.
Jehovah is rewriting my story. As people said my story about you,
hey,
my God is rewriting your story.
God is rewriting your story.
In your family, very poor, my God is rewriting your story. Did they know you as a failure today? My God is rewriting your story. See the hand of God. I can see the hand of God. I can see the hand of God, yeah. Changing someone meant to success. Hey. I can see the finger of God
rewriting my story.
I can see the finger of
rewriting my story.
I can see the finger of God
rewriting your story.
Changing someone from sorry to congrats.
Rewriting your story.
God is doing a new thing today.
Rewriting your story.
In your family, your business.
Rewriting your story.
Oh, I can see the hand of God
rewriting my story.
Brother, I can't cry no more.
Rewriting my story.
This is another brand new year. Many people struggled to see 2011, but they could not. Some ended up in mortuary. Some ended up in motor accident and fire outbreak. Many were consumed. Even many that saw this January may not see February. And some that will see February are not sure of March. My prayer is that God, who made it possible for you and I to see this January, shall make us to witness February, March, up to December. It shall make us witness 2020, even till Jesus Christ comes. I shall not see death till Jesus comes. We shall train our children and eat the fruit of our labor, even at old age. God promises us good health and long life. Begin to command this year. Whatsoever you want, begin to command it to come to you. He said, if we knock, the door shall be opened unto us. If we seek, we shall find. God is writing your story. I can see it now. He is writing your story. If you couldn't buy a car last year, you must buy this year. If you couldn't build a house last year, you must build your own this year. If you could not conceive last year, don't worry. God is writing your story. You must conceive this year.
Hey, Jesus. I can see the finger of God
rewriting my story.
I can see the finger of God
rewriting my story.
Do you see finger of the master
rewriting your story?
He is doing a new thing in your life.
Rewriting your story.
From failure to success.
Rewriting your story.
Do you see the finger of the Lord?
Rewriting your story.
Brother, see the handwriting of God in your life.
Rewriting my story.
In your family, your academy.
Rewriting my story.
God is writing your story. From zero to hero. From nothing to something. From barrenness to fruitfulness. From joblessness to a director. From a tenant to a landlord. From a servant to a master. Power must change hand, my brother. Why are you afraid of the devil and his agent when God has given you power to challenge them? The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee away from you. You allow the devil to molest your family by causing sickness, problems, untimely death, and damages when you don't know the power God has deposited in you. How could you, a lion, be afraid of dog? The word of God says, God has given you all authority in heaven and on earth. So whatsoever you bind on this earth shall definitely be bound in heaven. Therefore, I use the authority vested on me to prophesy into your life. You shall not die. It is well with you, my brother. It is well with you, my sister. Your business shall flourish. It is well with your family. Whatsoever you lay your hand upon shall prosper. Mind you, the enemy has crept into your family, killed your husband, killed your children one after the other, even damaged your business, even make your life uncomfortable for you. I exhort you to hold your peace, and you will see God of vengeance fighting for you in Jesus' name. They have vowed never to live to see you get married. Because you are beautiful, as a result, they took your name to burial ground. God asked me to tell you to hold your peace. He will fight for you this year. Young man, they have vowed that you won't succeed in this life. If you like travel from one country to another, then you will come home empty-handed. Why? Because they have taken your footprint to a occultic kingdom. Everywhere you go is one problem or the other. Things are not working well for you again. I want to tell you, this is not God's will for you. Satan is at work. God wishes towards you is to prosper, just as your soul prospereth. My dear sister, they have invoked sickness in your body. Doctors have tried to diagnose it, but all to no avail. They can't detect the nature of your sickness. I don't want you to lose hope, because God wishes you good health, even as your soul wishes. God asked me to tell you that all hope is not lost yet, because it's going to send the arrow of that sickness back to sender. Because now, powers must change hands, that they may know you serve a living God. They don't want you to have your own children. They want you to die a barren, so that they can take away your husband's property after his death. God said you should not worry, that he will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The same God that made dead bone to rise again shall make every dead thing in your life to receive life in Jesus' name. Are you suffering from abject poverty? Listen to me. It came to pass in the land of Israel that there was famine to the extent that women were eating their children. When the king heard about it, he cried and called for prophet Elijah, who prophesied plenty that a bag of garri shall be sold for 10 naira. And it came to pass, as your condition being so worse that you don't have any hope, God said I should tell you to relax. For your shame, you shall receive double. A home that took you and your husband years to build. All those ladies known as intruders did not see you and your husband when you are managing one room apartment. Now that your husband is making it, they now want to fight tooth and nail to snatch your husband from you. I want to tell you that God will fight for you. God says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Revelation 4 verse 17 says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, be it wishes or wizard or occultic power, either from the burial ground or from the sea or native doctor form against your marriage shall prosper. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, says the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Isaiah 54 verse 15 says, behold, they shall gather together, not by me. Whosoever shall gather against thee shall fall for thy sake. Why do you allow them to terrorize you with their own charm, when you have a God that answered by fire, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and let power change hand, if they will not bow to the King of the universe? God has given you the power to use the blood of Jesus, because there is power in it. The Bible says the kingdom of God survives violence, and the violence take it by force. My dear brethren in the Lord, God is writing your story. Very soon, your friend will celebrate with you, because my God maketh way where there's no way. He blesses whoever he wishes to bless. God is writing your story. If the Son of Man sets you free, you shall be free indeed. I want to tell you that God will fight for you, but the way he will do it, nobody knows. Now hear me. As many that are planning evil against you, let Holy Ghost fire begin to consume them now. As many that wish you and your children dead, they shall not live to see the end of this year, in Jesus' name. Do they wish you sacked in your office? Instead, I see you promoted in Jesus' name. Are they fired arrow of setback, emptiness, rising and falling in your life? I send the arrow back to sender in Jesus' name. Perhaps your own is incurable disease, be it cancer, diabetes, asthma, you are spent and spent all to no avail. I want to tell you that God is in control. He knows what you are going through. If God could remember that man that was sick for 38 years and he was healed, definitely yours too will not be exceptional. Even if they say they have dug your grave, I see those your enemy entering the grave this year. You shall eat the fruit of your labor. God who deliver the children of Israel shall deliver you. Let me tell you, since they had in their hearts like Pharaoh to repent, so also all that your enemy shall perish like Pharaoh and his house, in Jesus' name. I want you to hold your peace, for God is fighting for you. I see the heart of madness falling upon those your enemies that cause you barrenness in your marriage, setback in your business, sickness in your body. The woman that are taking your picture to native doctor to cause promise and fail in your marriage. Because the Bible says, a sinner never go unpunished. Arise and shine, for the light has come, and light shall shine upon thy ways, says the Lord. I can see the finger of God writing your story. Those that are holding you captive must untie you in Jesus' name. They made your children to abandon you. They turned the back of your sisters and brothers against you. My dear, it's not your fault. It is the work of the enemy. I want to tell you that you will not die in that condition. You won't remain poor forever. God is not just going to give you a child or children like Samuel. If God could remember Sarah at that age, he would do your own. He will not just give you a man, but a God-fearing, caring, and handsome man. Just hold your peace and see God of vengeance fighting for you and rewriting your story. I see all the enemies of your progress that stand against your business, marriage, finances, health, academic, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Are they making mockery of you because of your present condition? Don't worry, God is writing your story and is about to take you to another level in Jesus' name. Even if it's your sin that is causing all this, because you have confessed your sin and have given your life to Christ Jesus, he has forgiven you. For he says, their sin I will remember no more. Therefore, I prophesied into your life. You are free from hardship. You are free from premature death. You are free from sickness. You are free from marital problems. So get set to testify to the goodness of God in your life. I can see everything turning around for your good. Go and make it, for God has changed your story. Amen.
Why are you crying? Why are you weeping? Why are you worried? song, your whippings are over. Say it to married women, you will conceive us. Say it to the widows,
I'll be your husband.
Oh, motherless children, the Lord will be your mother and father. My God is rewriting your story. What is it that the devil has written in your life?
I don't know.
My God has come to rewrite it.
Oh, yes.
From failure to success, from downcast upliftment, from premature death to long life, from grace to grace, from bad news to good news, from nobody to somebody, from bad name to good name. God is rewriting your story. Hey, I can see.
Rewriting my story.
He's rewriting your story.
Rewriting my story.
My God is rewriting your story.
Rewriting your story.
From nobody to somebody.
Rewriting your story.
From rejected to accepted.
Rewriting your story.
From nobody to somebody.
Rewriting your story.
From who are you to how are you?
Rewriting my story.
Oh, I can see the finger of God.
Rewriting my story.
Came to this world with money, and definitely nobody will go back with a dime. Anything you have in this world, never you think is by your hard work or being stronger that makes you wealthy. It is just by the grace of God. So help people around you who do not have. I want to tell you that there are so many people who are passing through a terrible situation in which they cannot afford 3 square of meat per day. If you had been in that situation before, you understand me very well. If you have been given quit notice by your landlord and no hope of payment, you understand what I am saying. Or if you have experienced hardship to the extent that you are sick together with your children and there's no money in the house to go to the hospital, you understand me better. Or a situation where you have one cloth in which you wear in the morning and wash in the evening, you understand me. If you have boarded a bus without a dime in the pocket and receive so many insults from conductor, you will know what I mean. Or a situation where your children being sent out of school because of school fees and you watch them sitting down at home while their mates are in the school, you will understand what I am talking about. Do you know that some people are sleeping inside any available station bus around them in the night simply because they don't have a home? Do you know that many sleep under the bridge without minding the danger involved? Do you know what a barren woman experiences? Or you woman with children? Or what a blind man undergo? You that have 2 eyes? or you car owner. What people that trek past through, or a healthy man who does not know what a sick man is going through. My brother, since God has blessed you, please help that your brother who is in need, for all fingers are not equal. Remember that everybody cannot be rich at the same time. Don't wait until he dies when you buy a casket worth 1 million and throw a big party. Why didn't you give him that 1 million when he was alive? Or you are the type who is busy buying houses, buying jets, while your own blood brother is still squatting with somebody in his house. His family cannot afford 3 square of meal per day. What kind of brother are you? God is watching you. And if anything happens to that your brother, his blood will be required from you.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the Bible, they put their trust in the living God. They believe it's only God that can save them from the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And they got this life, never disappointed. My brother, my sister, God will never fail you. Put your trust in the Lord God. He will never fail you. Never, 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 never. Some people trust in their chariots, some trust in their money, some trust in their witchcraft, some trust in their house. I am my family who will trust in the Lord God, who made heaven and earth. He will never, never fail. Put your trust in God, only God will help you. He will help. Put your trust in men, nobody will help. Only put your trust in God, only God will help you.
Only will help.
Put your trust in men, nobody will help.
God bless you so that you can help others. Your brother has been begging you to help him. The only help you could render is just to buy him Okada, which you know is full of risk. If eventually he had an accident, which claimed his life, you now use 500,000 naira to bury him. I am not saying Okada riding is not good, because man must survive. I think you should have done something more better for him. Remember, somebody help you to get to that stage in which you are today. So help others. Help your brother now that he's alive. That small help may go a long way to change his life. Perhaps you have helped him before. Still go ahead and help him. He will soon stand on his own. And he will not be a burden to you again. Even the Bible says, we should not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we do not faint. A hungry man is an angry man. The best life you can live in this world is to help those that does not have. You are a pastor. All what you do is buying houses, private jets, and the rest. While you have some members who find it difficult to afford 3 square of meal per day, you never bother about their welfare. The Bible says when Jesus Christ was on earth, he was going about doing good. At the last day, we shall know the true and false men of God, who are deceiving people. Most of them will build private schools, private university. Some of them to put it at affordable price, so that the poor man children can attend. But they will raise the price so either poor children can never dream of going. A school where 500,000 naira is charged per semester. Jesus told that rich man in the Bible, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, he should go and sell all what he has, give it to the poor, and follow him. How many of these so-called pastors can do that? Even those that are sending their children to those schools are not finding it easy at all. That is why many of them engage in corruption, cut corners in their offices just to meet up and pay their children's school fees owned by men of God. Many of them are not men of God, but men of Satan and men of their belly. You are getting richer and your members are getting poorer, and you are not worried. Even though you are foreigner, so far you can bring the money to church, pay tithe, and donate huge amounts of money during anniversary. We'll be giving front seats. Some of our politicians who steals, kills, and maim will come to church for prayers, and our so-called pastor will pray for them, in as much as they can donate huge amount of money. Nobody asks about the source of the money. Some pastors only recognize you if you have money. Mind you, not all pastors. But if you don't have money, you are on your own. Even if you had been a member for 20 years, I believe at the last day, we shall know who is who. As a man of God, help your member who is in need, both physically and spiritually. Oh, you brother, don't wait until your brother dies when you call friends for a befitting burial. I pray it won't happen to me. I will just wake up from the dead and pursue those who come for the burial. Help your brother and he will not forget you. Even if you forget, God will reward you. Some men of God have abused the gift of God given to them for money. If you give them money, they will organize special prayer for you. But if you don't bring money, they will ask you to go and pray yourself out. The prayer they will give somebody that will bring 100,000 naira will be different from the one that brought 7,000 naira. The more money you bring, the more prayer you get. The Bible says Jesus was going about doing good, healing and delivering people without collecting a dime from them.
In time of hardship, nobody will help you. When you got your brother, brother will help you. When you call him on the phone, he said not available. When you call papa, papa will not be reachable. When you call auntie, the thing will enter voicemail. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
This is the time for when you will trust in the Lord God. He will never fail. His line is
available.
His phone is reachable. His number is available. J-E-S-U-S. Put your trust in God. He will never fail you. When you trust in men, no, they will fail you. Oh, put your trust in God only.
We receive freely, we should give. We know all these false prophets when we see them. Immediately they see you, they begin to raise big prophecy about you. Oh, I see you moving to higher ground. You will become the next governor. They don't know if the person they are speaking to is an armed robber or what he does for a living. Salvation of soul is a thing of the past. So pastors have even forgotten altar call in their churches. Don't let money overshadow the gift of God in you. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What I'm saying in essence is this. If God has blessed you, help your brother who call at your door for help. Help him. Are you a man of God too? Be concerned about the welfare of your member. Treat them equally as you do, your anointing will increase. Even Jesus Christ in his ministry, while he was preaching, he discovered that the multitude were hungry. He had compassion on them, fed them, and they were happy. When you meet your members' need, both physically and spiritually, because they see you as God's representative, they will serve God wholeheartedly.
I love you.
What the Lord has done in my life, what the Lord has done.
what the Lord has done in my marriage, what the Lord has done,
what the Lord has done.
Auntie, come and see, come and see, come and see,
what the Lord has done.
Papa, come and see, oh, come and see, come and see. Everybody, come and see, oh, come and see, and rejoice with me. What the Lord has done is marvelous in my eyes. What the Lord has done, He took me on our ways. What the Lord has done in my life. Oh, what the Lord has done,
what the Lord has done.
Everybody come and see
what the Lord has done.
Oh, come and see
what the Lord has done.
I said, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Mama, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Brother, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Brethren, come and see
what the Lord has done.
What the Lord has done. When I testify, you will rejoice with me. Those that know me before, they will sing of my new song. Hey, what the Lord has done in my life, I'm so grateful. What the Lord has done in my marriage, I am so happy. Many are the who that ask me, who are you in the past? But today they asking me, how are you? Hey, brother, so shall I live on to you. Hey, sister, oh, I wish you the same.
I wish you.
Whatever you wish yourself will come to you. I wish good to myself. The Lord brought it to pass. I wish success to myself. My God brought it to pass. What the Lord has done in my life, what the Lord has done. What Jesus has done in my life, what the Lord has done. Come and see
what the Lord has done.
Come and see
what the Lord has done.
I say, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Brother, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Auntie, come and see
what the Lord has done.
I say, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Has done it again. What nobody can do, my God has done it. Who am I, oh, that God is mindful of me? Oh, Jehovah, I thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
When everyone felt me, you were there for me.
You were there for
when
me.
When my friends felt me,
you were there, me.
You were there for me. When my parents felt me,
you were there for me.
My eyes have seen your goodness. What you have done is marvelous in my sight. What you have done is too much, too much. Oh,
what the Lord has done.
Come and see
what the Lord has done.
Come and see
what the Lord has done.
Oh, come and see.
What the Lord has done.
Oh, come and see.
What the Lord has done.
Everybody come and see.
What the Lord has done.
What the Lord has done.
What the Lord has done.
I have seen.
I have
I have seen the barriers conceived. I have seen, I have seen the labor's work. I have seen, I have seen the poor has become rich. I have seen, I have seen the less privileged have become comforted. Hey, what the Lord has done,
what the Lord has done,
what the Lord has done,
what the Lord,
oh, what the Lord has done,
what the Lord,
I'm the Lord's in my eyes. What the Lord has done,
what the Lord,
oh,
has done,
what the Lord has done, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Oh, come and see
what the Lord has done.
I say, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Brother, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Auntie, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Mama, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Brother, come and see
what the Lord has done.
Everybody, come and see
what the Lord has done.
My friends, come and see
what the Lord has done.
I say, come and see
what the Lord has done.